Can our faith defend against defeat, friends? That's the question, and that's what we're talking about today, continuing our series on the armor of God.
That's right. We put a special program together with a special guest just for you all. We are excited. We're glad that you're here. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Welcome to Let's Pray, friends. It is the place where you do not have to pray alone. Praise God for that. Can I get an amen, Mario?
Amen. We are here today together in this coronavirus pandemic, doing things a little differently today. But we are excited that we have our community with us season. And once again, we are here. We're taking your prayer requests live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. Listen, when you call, you will get a prayer partner live to pray with you. We will not be able to take live calls on air tonight, but you will have a prayer partner praying with you. And this is another option tonight. You can text the same number, 877-7-LETS-PRAY, and you can text your prayer request. I will see it. Season will see it. We will lift up those prayer requests in real time. So we almost haven't missed a beat, Season.
Almost. So friends, like he said, text messages, 877-7-LETS-PRAY, send us your prayer request. Mario is going to be calling out prayer on behalf of the text messages. Myself, I'm going to be tracking with you on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live. And friends, we're going to be praying for you. Your phone calls, like he said, are coming through. They are going to a prayer team. But right now, we're not able to take them live. But you know what? Let's just be gracious with each other. We're going to do the best that we can. If Mario and I happen to open our eyes during prayer, don't worry, guys. It's all right. We're still really honestly praying for you. It's just that we're going to have to take a look at the screen from time to time, you guys. Before we dive into the rest of our program today, Mario, would you mind opening us up with a word of prayer?
Sure. Please? Let's pray. Father God, you know everything that is going on. There's a song circulating that says, you have the whole world in your hands. And so, Lord, tonight we are reassured, though we may be a little shaken, but we are anticipating a move from you tonight. When your presence shows up, it makes everything better. And so, Lord, it is our desire tonight to come together to encourage one another in prayer, in study of the word, and by the word of our testimony. So please accept our worship, God, tonight. And if you would just make your presence known in a marked way, somebody tonight needs to be healed. Somebody tonight needs to be delivered. Somebody tonight needs to be reassured that their God is bigger than COVID-19 or any other problem that they may be facing. And so we trust you now, God, and we hand it all over to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mario.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot to talk about. We obviously have the global pandemic occurring. Yeah. We have been walking through and praying through, putting on the armor of God. And I praise God that he gave you the inclination to study this, Mario. Praise God for your leadership on this, because it is so vital to us right now. So in these few weeks past, while the pandemic has been developing, we have been studying the belt of truth. Amen. We have been studying what else? The readiness of the gospel of peace. Readiness of the gospel of peace.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Yeah. Amen, Mario. Tell us a little bit about what we've been saying so far.
We've just been talking about, as the scripture says, Season. It's very clear in Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. And Season, when we began this series, we had not yet entered into this COVID-19 pandemic. But we sensed that there would be some spiritual warfare that would take place. As a result, I dare not say that we're so special that we would call on the spiritual warfare that led to a pandemic. But no, we understand that at all times we are being assailed by the enemy, especially for those who fall under the banner of Jesus Christ. And so we not only wanted to acknowledge the spiritual warfare, but we also wanted to give hope and encouragement that in the midst of spiritual warfare, we have the victory through Jesus Christ. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has all power in his hands.
Yes, Mario, say it again. He is the same.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday and today and forever. And he holds all the power in his hands.
Yes, he does. You guys, we are excited about Jesus Christ in the midst of pandemic. I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I shed some tears earlier today. The stress got to me. Okay, but Jesus is here for that too. He can handle all of it, you guys. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. There is nothing our Jesus has not seen, is not handling, and is not sovereign over in the mighty name of our King Jesus, you guys. There is no one like him. Be reassured today. We want you to leave this program having encouragement in your hearts, having at least a little bit, if not a lot, of the burden that you may or may not be feeling at this time gone. Because even though our circumstances are not always changing, our Jesus Christ can change us in them.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're not saying life's tied up with a neat little bow. All you have to do is look out your front door to see that that's true. But you know what's even more true? Our Jesus is true. He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life, you guys.
That's right.
Let's do this together. We're going to gather together. We're going to go through the word. And we have an amazing special guest. He would never say he's amazing, but I'm so grateful that this guest is with us today. Just before we go to him and get some insight on faith and some issues that are facing our young people today, I'd like to just real quick jump into the Word of God and go over our theme scripture for today. And Mario, you know it. We've been talking about it. It's Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all this, the shield of faith. So in addition to all this, which is the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes of the readiness of the gospel of peace, leaving those tracks of peace everywhere we go, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And Mario, I have to say, I'm very happy about the word extinguish, because you put the shield up, sometimes they bounce off, right? Jesus is like, no, guys, you can put it out. I don't want that stuff bouncing off and lighting anybody else on fire. Amen?
We're going to
extinguish the fiery darts of the enemy in the name of Jesus by what, Mario? By faith.
By faith. By faith. This is particularly powerful, this particular portion, because we need faith in these times, don't we, Season?
Sure do.
And so it's interesting that it's not the helmet that extinguishes all the arrows. It's not the readiness of the gospel of peace. It's our faith. Faith is intangible. You can't grab onto it and do something with it. It's not the sword that extinguishes the arrows. It's our faith, Season. And it's our faith at this point in time in Earth's history that is being rattled the most. And yet it's one of our, if not our greatest defense.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Mario, and we were talking a little earlier, you said not just some of the arrows, all of them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. God doesn't just half extinguish the enemy. He puts him all the way out. And we have that victory today. We can claim it even though we can't see it right now. And somebody right now needs to know, listen, you might be in the midst of a financial crisis because of this COVID. You might be in the midst of an unemployment crisis. You might be in the midst of an unfavorable diagnosis. And we have, our hearts are going out to you today. But your God has the final say in every one of your circumstances. And I'm not just up here. We're not just up here, Season, preaching from some script of second or third hand experience. We have seen God move in our lives even today with this program.
Yes. We'd be telling a bit of a fib if we did not admit that there have been struggles converting the program from a live studio into our homes. But you know what? Jesus had a plan. Yeah. And Jesus is carrying it through. And we're so grateful for Russ and Josue and Vanessa and Lucy, just everybody who's making this possible, you guys. I'm so grateful for the Word of God. But at this time, I want to move out of the Word of God for just a second. Never out of His Word, really, but just going to move. We have a special guest who has been standing by, and I really want to get to him because I think he's got something to say about the things that we've been talking about. Amen?
Amen.
So, like, family, it is an absolute honor to welcome our special guest. It is Dr. Carlton P. Bird. He is the speaker director of Breath of Life Television. He's also the senior pastor for Oakwood University Seventh-day Adventist Church in Huntsville, Alabama, on the Oakwood University campus there. He's beyond qualified to speak with us today about these matters. This gentleman travels the world walking in the faith of Jesus Christ to convert hearts and souls to his kingdom. He is a pastor to thousands across the globe, as well as a large group, thousands of young people at the university. You guys, we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about the young people and the things that they're facing. And Dr. Bird is a Hope Channel family member. And so we are just so honored to have you here. Welcome, Dr. Carlton P. Bird. Welcome.
Well, Season, I thank you so much, Mario. Thank you. I'm grateful to be on the show tonight. I'm grateful that we can pray. Let's pray. Amen. You know, that's why we're here. Much prayer, much power. And if we ever needed the Lord before, as that cliche goes, we sure do need him now. Yeah. We need to pray now more than ever. So I'm excited to be on with you tonight, privileged to be able to share with our guests tonight. And I know God's got great things in store for us. When we leave tonight, we're going to leave empowered in Jesus. Amen.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just keep going, Pastor. Right. I know that we have a couple questions we wanted to ask you, Mario.
Yeah, sure. Pastor Bird, just in light of the fact that you are a pastor to a rather large church that sits on a campus, as well as an evangelist, I know you have your hand or a pulse on what the body of Christ is feeling and how they're reacting during this time of COVID-19. Can you just speak to what you're seeing and some of the reports that you're experiencing at this time, and talk about the faith of the body of Christ during this time?
Well, the first thing, you know, on the campus, you know, the students are gone. And so it's very eerie feeling because unlike when school is out during the summer, there's a level of activity. There's no activity because the students are gone, faculty and staff, they are working from home. And so it's very unique, very unique. But prior to everyone departing, there was a sense of anxiety. There was a sense, even among some, if we're being transparent tonight, of fear and uncertainty. With that, we have been having virtual worship services at our church. And with that, with the community of believers, we have been stressing that we're going to get through COVID-19. We're going to get through this pandemic together. And we often hear the expression that the family that prays together stays together. And so I think it's so fitting that we're on Let's Pray, that when we talk about how are we as a community going to get through this, I believe through prayer. I believe that's one way we will get through this. The family that prays together stays together. We'll get through COVID-19 together. But I want to say, as a community of faith, you know, faith, the Bible defines it as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is impossible to please God without faith. Faith is believing what we don't see. So though we see COVID-19, though we see coronavirus pandemic, though we see fear and anxiety, we've got to believe in God, that God is still in charge, that God is still sitting on the throne. So as a community of faith, when the world sees the sour, we've got to see the sweet. When the world sees the glass half empty, we've got to see the glass half full. When the world cries all night long, we have to say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning time. When the world says there's no hope, we have to say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. When the world, when they hold their heads down, we've got to say like the psalmist, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. So as a faith community, as a community of faith, we've got to speak life. We've got to speak life. The power of life and death is in your tongue. We've got to speak life, speak faith, believe it, even though we don't see it, that healing is on the way. Health is on the way. Safety is on the way, because the reality is Jesus is on the way. Now, y'all are giving to preach tonight. I really don't want to do all that, but we've got to speak life. We've got to speak faith. Jesus is on the way. And we're going to do this thing together.
Yes, amen. And Pastor Bird, don't you worry. We know exactly who we invited here tonight, and we are here for it. Amen, amen. So, friend, listen, I can't help but wonder, you look around, you saw the young people before some of them left. You yourself are the father of a university-aged daughter. Can you talk about the challenges that these young people, I mean, we're talking about faith here. They're up against it, some of these kids, and their faith could be in crisis, some of them. What kinds of things are they facing right now, and how can we pray and support them?
Well, with that, number one, there's so much uncertainty. The future, what's going to happen? The future for young people physically, you know, they don't want to contract COVID-19. So there's a fear of just physically what's going to happen to me. And they don't know what's going to happen in the future. That fear of the future also rests in their academic journey. You know, many of them are supposed to graduate. Will they graduate? They're going through online or distance education. They don't really know how that's going to turn out. That is truly unconventional for them. For their professors. So they're saying, look, how am I going to navigate through this? So there's a fear for their physical well-being. There's a fear for their academic well-being. There's a fear for their financial well-being. You know, how, you know, parents are out of work, out of jobs. Individuals are at home, shelter in place, shelter at home. And so there's a fear also financially. Where do we go? How are we going to make this? But I've shared with them, listen, during these times, I have found it helpful to begin to quote and read the Bible. Begin to quote and read the Bible. And I would suggest the Psalms and the book of Psalms. There's great. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him would I trust. You know, begin to quote these texts. Another one I tell them all the time is 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, of love, of sound mind. And so a lot of times I just tell them when they were coming to speak with me prior to their departure, I speak to my daughter as well. Let them know, listen, you've got to quote these texts that you come to know and love. You've got to read the word of God and know that you're praying, being prayed for, being prayed with, and you've got to pray as well. Perfect love casteth out all fear. So that fear is there. If we say it's not there, that's not true. It is there, but you've got to have faith, and you've got to believe, even when you can't see it, that God is with you. Quote scripture, recite scripture, read scripture, and then fall on your knees and pray.
Right. And believe the scripture as truth, whether you feel it or not. I mean, this isn't necessarily based in emotion, because our emotions are all over the place right now. And understandably so, there's no shame there. But I think that, like you're saying, Pastor, when we jump into the word and we choose to participate in it as truth, regardless of how we feel, there is a whole change that happens right in the midst of that. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Pastor Bird, you know, we're definitely highlighting our young people as well tonight, but I know that all communities are listening and watching, and all communities are impacted in general, but maybe putting a little spin, a practicality for our young people as well. How can, we're talking about the putting on the shield of faith. How can we practically choose faith over fear? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Okay, so can we unpack Ephesians 6 just for a minute?
Come on, yeah, go ahead.
Let's unpack it for a minute, and let's understand what was going on in the Apostle Paul's day. Paul is talking about fighting the enemy, and he uses the metaphor of using the Roman soldiers' weaponry or equipment to fight. You know, in essence, he's saying, if you're going to fight the enemy, you've got to have on the right equipment. You've got to have on the right uniform. And so he begins to talk about that, the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel. And then we get to number four, the shield of faith. Now, I think it's important for us to understand that the shield of faith was not this little circle that would defend the Roman soldier from the darts that would come from the enemy. But we need to understand that this shield that Paul is talking about was a large rectangular shield, okay? A large rectangular shield so that when the enemy would throw darts at the Roman soldier, because of the large size of this rectangular shield, it would be able to ward off those darts. When the Bible talks about the shield of faith, God has given us through faith this large shield. And with this large shield, we're able to ward off and defend ourselves from whatever the devil seeks to throw our way. Okay, so with that, we need to understand with this shield of faith, with this large rectangular shield that defends us, we need to understand faith honors God and God honors faith. I say it all the time that we need to know that God honors and rewards faithfulness. When his people are faithful, he rewards that. And so faith cometh by hearing, and then hearing by the word of God. And the Bible is very clear. It gives us so many passages. It gives us so many truths. And it lets us know that we don't have to fear because we have faith. And the shield of faith will defend us from all the darts of fear. So whatever the devil seeks to throw our way, we've got this shield of faith that will defend. We need to understand whatever the devil throws our way to make us fearful, make us afraid, make us scared, that we've got this shield of faith and it will cover us. We are covered and we need to always remember that. Ironically, I want to stay in Ephesians 6. The first five weapons, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. These are equipment pieces. These are uniform pieces that are designed to defend. They are there to defend us. I see your hand. You're trying to stop me, Susan. They're designed to defend. But Ephesians 6 talks about two more two more equipment or uniform pieces. It talks about the sword, which is the word of God, and it talks about prayer, all right? Those two uniform pieces are offensive pieces. They're designed not to defend, but they are designed to defeat. The sword is designed to defeat. Prayer is designed to defeat. So the other uniform pieces, including the shield of faith, they're designed to defend. But when we talk about the word of God, when we talk about prayer, they are designed to defeat. And in the name of Jesus, we are here to not only defend ourselves from fear, but we're also here to defeat ourselves from fear. Hey. We do that through the word of God and through prayer.
We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Pastor Bird, speaking of prayer and defense and an offensive weapons, let's get into some of these prayer requests that have been pouring in. I'm seeing so many coming in. I have a couple of requests, Mario. I know that you do as well. And Pastor Bird, if you wouldn't mind, we're just going to incorporate you into the entire program today. Okay. And I believe that as we pray and we pray the word of God, some things are going to be changing for some folks today. So the first couple of requests I've got, Ricardo says, please pray for Jamaica. Ricardo, we see you, we hear you. Susan, you guys, this is actually for my father, for a good report for my dad, my personal father, Walt, tomorrow from his cardiologist. He's 6 years the other side of a heart attack. 1 week before mine and my husband's wedding, he walked us down the aisle. So they're calling him in tomorrow, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, to give him the report. They've asked him to come in. So we are praying for something favorable in the name of Jesus for my dad. For Joy, she says, please pray for my daughter who's working with COVID-19 patients. Lift up everyone who is out there in the line of duty. And Mario, I think I'm going to toss it to you because you've got some special things to talk to us about, some other also requests from the frontline workers.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. At this time, we just want to, I just want to acknowledge a good friend, mutual friend of ours, Dr. Bird of Gary Graham, who is a public health professional, among other things, in New York, and also a mental health professional. He just has a number of nurses, including his own wife, who may be watching tonight, Susan and Dr. Burton. I just want to lift these names up very quickly because
I promised
we would let them. So there's Nilsa Graham, which is Gary's wife. There's Jude Alfred, Dr. Anne Marie O'Connell, Tamisha Holmes Bolgen, April Sampson, Janice Logan, Roy Dunlap, Danielle Pierre, Myla Miranda, Shamika Peters, Carla Sandy, Alicia Young, I know you, Elizabeth Wilson, and Lisa Clark. There's also yet another individual by the name of Ben Louie, who is of Chinese descent, and he is experiencing a lot of discrimination. All of these individuals live in New York, and New York is being hit by COVID, maybe the hardest at this point, where it is not uncommon for these health professionals to arrive at the hospital and see refrigerated trucks where there are unfortunately bodies being ushered out because they have passed due to COVID-19. So these healthcare professionals, along with all healthcare professionals around the globe at this point, are being hit very hard, and we want to lift them up tonight.
Mario, I'd like to add to that list real quick. I want to remind our community, you can reach us text messages, 877-LET'S-PRAY. You can also reach prayer partners through that same number. And then Let's Pray Live at Facebook Live. Now, I also want to mention, we know that there are periodic connection issues. Just hang with us, you guys. We are doing our best. The enemy has tried to come against this program today multiple times, but he shall not prevail. The message goes on in the name of Jesus. The names that I'd like to add is from a group of women prayer warriors that I got together with last week. A woman named Tori gave us these names. These are RNs: April, Alexandra, Jessica, Anne France, David, Tori herself, Bridget, Kamisha, Keisha, Alexis, Yumi, and Jeannie, Roe, and then Doctors Amir, Dr. Stewart, Dr. Roysticker, Dr. Wright, and all the resident staff at St. John's Episcopal, I believe, in New York as well. I know that we've mentioned New York, but there are frontline workers in the medical field, in the first responder field, answering emergency calls. There are those that are delivery truck drivers, mailmen and women. Just the list is astounding right now of the people that are willing to step out and sacrifice on behalf of our communities and our country. And even on a global effect, you guys, we'll be praying here in 2 seconds for all of this. But on a global effect, we put up a post last Sabbath on Saturday morning. This is all we said. Where do you live? We want to pray for your community. I have never, never in my life seen a response like this. People want prayer. Pray for the people around you. I don't know that there's anybody that wouldn't take some prayer right now. We got over 350 and still counting requests for different areas, countries, nations, communities, towns, families, all over the place, you guys.
Yeah.
That's a slice of the pie at this point.
Yeah.
Prayer is so needed. And on that note, Mario, Pastor Bird, would you guys mind praying? I'll finish. Let's jump in, shall we?
Sure. I'll begin. Lord, we just want to honor the time, and we want to honor the opportunity to lift as many individuals up as possible. You know the plight of the healthcare workers around the world. Even now, getting text messages about healthcare workers and individuals on the front lines, first responders, grocery store workers. Lord, I just want to lift up Nilsa, Jude Alfred, Dr. Anne Marie O'Connell, Tamisha Holmes Bolgen, April Sampson, Janice Logan, Roy Dunlap, Danielle Pierre, Myla Miranda, Shamika Peters, Carla Sandy, Alicia Young, Elizabeth Wilson, Lisa Clark, Ben Louie, who is experiencing discrimination at this moment, and also Wendy Graham. There are a host of others, Lord. but we lift those names up to you. You know what they're going through, and only you can provide what they need. God, we ask for peace. Lord, we ask for perseverance. And we ask, God, that they would not lose hope during this time as they witness things firsthand, the effects of COVID-19. God, shield them and their families in the name of Jesus, that no harm come nigh their dwelling place, according to your scripture in Psalm 90, God, Psalm 91. We claim your promises. We claim your power on their behalf in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we linger a bit longer calling upon your name. And I ask right now, oh God, if there's anything in our life that's not like you, in the name of Jesus, take it away. We beg for forgiveness of sin because we want this prayer to get through to you tonight. Oh Lord, you have heard all the different prayer requests, and Mario has recited some, the requests that have come in here this evening. Then I think about the island of Jamaica, the island nation. Someone requested that prayer be sent to cover that island. And we've asked that, God, you would do that. We pray and lift up Season's father in a special way. Tomorrow he has a report that will be given. And Lord, we just pray. We expect right now a miracle, and we're seeing the impossible. And we're knowing that, Lord God, it's going to be a good report. We pray and we lift up and we ask that you cover all of the hospital workers, doctors, nurses, medical care teams across not just this country, but God, yea, the world. We specifically tonight lift up St. John's Episcopal Hospital. They have asked for special prayers. So, Lord, we lift them up right now. We ask that you be with first responders right now. Lord, we're believing and we're knowing in faith that you've got the whole world in your hands, that you've got us covered tonight. Oh, Lord, protect us from the enemy. In the name of Jesus, be with bereaved families right now. Yeah. Comfort them right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you would protect those who have not yet contracted the virus, that you would be a fence, Jesus, round about them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you be with those who have contracted COVID-19. Lord, send healing right now. Send recovery right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that some way, somehow, through this experience, that you wake us up, that you wake us up, and that, Lord, we look forward to your soon return. Your coming is sooner than we think, and we're looking forward to it with great anticipation, with great joy, and with great happiness. So have your way. This is a prayer of protection. This is a prayer of comfort, and this is a prayer of hope, believing that, Lord, the work you have begun in us, you will even continue it until you come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we don't need to pray much more, Lord, at this point in time. We have covered so much, but Lord, I just want to take a moment to praise you for who you are. Father, if you don't do another thing for us, I praise you for what you've already done. I praise you, Lord, that your spirit hovered over the face of the deep, that you spoke stars and life into existence. And then we, Father, with your own two hands, you formed us. You breathed your breath into us, Jesus. You took tender care when you didn't have to, Jesus. You gave us prayer when you didn't have to. You gave us the word, Father, in your Son, and you didn't have to, Jesus. So I praise your holy name. There is none like you, my Father, my kingdom Lord. Lord, I proclaim your dominion, your rule, and your authority right now into all the families, the places, the stations of life, the different experiences that everyone in this group right now, Father, is experiencing, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, as you fill us with your Holy Spirit today, that we would go outward, Father, that your word, your love, your spirit, your power, Father, your truth and your salvation would be known, seen, and heard across the globe right now. Father, you are always doing more than one thing at a time. And Lord, while the enemy tries to work in darkness, Jesus, your grace abounds even more. And I praise your holy name. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you for covering my father, for covering Ricardo, Jesus. Thank you for covering Pastor Bird and Mario and Russ and Lucy and Hector and Vanessa and the entire team, Lord. Father, I thank you that Hope Channel is here. I thank you that technology is here, Jesus. Father, this is amazing. What we get to do, Father, to sit in your presence and commune with you is I am dumbfounded, Father, that we commune with the King of the universe and Jesus in this place. For the mourning, for the loss, for the devastation, Jesus, I pray that you would speak into a place where there are no words. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We submit to you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, friends, there is so much that we have to pray for. Still, requests are still coming in. You guys, we're still here with you. Let's keep going. We've got at least 20 minutes or so of the program left.
Yep.
Let's keep praying.
That's right.
Before we do, Mario, Pastor Bird, I want to talk about 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Unpack this with me, please.
Well, the reality is, before COVID-19 came, God knew it was coming. You know,
right.
God knew COVID-19 was coming. God knew a couple of years ago when we were dealing with Ebola. He knew. God knew when SARS was here. He knew. God knew 100 years ago when the Spanish flu was coming. He knew. He is from beginning to end, everlasting to everlasting. And the same God who led us through those epidemics and pandemics is the same God we believe and we know in faith is going to deliver us through this pandemic. And so with that in mind, we are overcomers. God has already overcome the world. We are overcomers because we don't have to forget the same God who led us in the past is the same God who's leading us now and the same God who will lead us to the future. So with that in mind, we are already overcomers in faith because we believe the same God who did it then is the same God who's going to do it now. So in faith, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. It won't work. So we're already overcomers, overcomers in faith, because we believe and we know that the same God who's done it before, he'll do it again.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, I just, Pastor Bird, thank you for setting that foundation there with that word. And I just want to say, family, listen, piggybacking off of Pastor Bird, listen, what is taking place is God is calling us now to claim his promise now. See, it's not when everything is all right that we are more than conquerors. We can be more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors in the midst of the greatest pandemic that has hit our generation, maybe since 1918. We are more than conquerors now. We're not waiting for the promises of God to kick in. They are for this moment now. If
God's
power is not sufficient in our worst times, then maybe he's not God. But now is the time that we need it. And now is the time where it's available and accessible. And so be encouraged today.
That's right.
Be encouraged today. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Really appreciate the ability that the Father has given you guys to break this down, because I believe that it's for these times that we have the word, we know the word, we've been given the word so that we might encourage each other to spur each other on in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So let's do this for the rest of our community as well. You guys, I'm talking about Rainey and Josue, if you wouldn't mind, buddy, do me a favor and keep the names up until after I pray for them. So Rainey is saying, please pray for me. I went to the ER last night with palpitations. Goodness sakes, I'm surprised I haven't heard of more of that, but I'm praising God that we haven't. Rainey, we are going to be praying for you. Barbara says, good evening. Thanks for your prayers as always. Please pray for my household. One is diagnosed with COVID-19. Father, thank you, Jesus. You are in the midst with this family, Lord. Joy says, may I recommend Sir David, please. Sir David, he's already come home from the hospital. Yesterday, Keith told me that he still needs our prayer for his complete recovery because he is weak. So Joy's been keeping us updated about a few of the members in her community that she is consistently in prayer for. Joy is one of our longtime members. She says that Keith says he still needs our prayers. He's weak. Thank you so much. Let's pray. God is so good all the time. Denisha says, lift me up. And also pray that my family, as we grieve the loss of our loved one due to COVID-19. you guys. I'd also like to lift up our friend Terry Johnson. His cousin was the first one to pass away in one of our states here in North America. Pastor Terry Johnson, we love you so much. We're so sorry to hear that your family member has been lost due to this, but for God. I just don't know what to say to scenarios like this, except that our Jesus knows. Our Jesus knows. Melissa says, please pray for me and my family that they would surrender their life to God, especially my son, Jamie. We're praying for Jamie's salvation. Let's pray. I bet you guys have your prayer journals out. Amen. Mm-hmm. That you're tracking with us, that you're doing what you do as this faithful community. Remember to get on Facebook and pray for each other. Like, love, share, so that others can be encouraged, like Melissa and her son, Jamie. She says, please pray that we'd have a closer walk with God and on deliverance and protection for her son, Jamie, as well. We see a couple of requests from you, Miss Joy. And Mario, I know you've got a ton coming in, too.
Man, listen, I just need a couple minutes here. We've got Annalise asking for prayers that individuals around the world would see what God is doing through spiritual eyes during this time. Friend Pauline. Hopped on. She's battling cancer. Just want to let you know, Pauline, we love you. Pauline. You've been in the midst. You know, we're journeying with you.
So much.
We've got Novella Wallace. We've got Leland calling from the Philippines. He's saying it's our Hope Channel Philippines. Let's pray, family. He said, please remember Cebu, Philippines. And he's saying hi. Then I want to hop over to these text messages, because I don't want to leave you all out as well. Listen, you all have been bombarding this with the text message, but we love
Praise
you.
God.
We have family members that Michelle saying, pray for my husband and healing so that he would commit his life to Christ. People are praying for individuals who have contracted. S. Cummings has the virus. Pray for Sharon's family members and friends. I see just a number of individuals saying pray for healthcare workers and for first responders. We see you. Prayers going up to Canada. Canada is being hit as well. So we see you, family. We want to honor your requests. We want to let you know that we see you and that we're going to lift you up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Mario, just a quick continuation here. Friends, we've recently added that voicemail line to our Let's Pray community's access points. It's 8777 Let's Pray. Follow the prompts. It'll lead you to a voicemail or an impact story. Has Let's Pray impacted your life? Let us know. We're building something beautiful with that. So talk to us, you guys. I want to say, Kimberly, we heard your voicemail. Deborah, Shirley, Kimberly, Sylvia, Rose, Esther, Geraldine, Shirley. These are voicemails that have been pouring in. These are not old, but these are from last week. And then Sylvia says her grandson, Jordan, was shot on the head. We are praying for his salvation. Pam says, yes, I know. Pam says, daughter, who is a teacher, 29, asthma, diabetes, who seems sick. She can't have COVID-19 test. She cannot get the test. She seems sick, dealing with all of this stuff. And there was a note here that she was really feeling it during this voicemail, really just kind of at her wit's end about this, so concerned about her daughter, who is a teacher at 29 years old. This is for Pam's daughter. So we've got a couple of urgent requests that came in. I covered most of those there. You guys, there's just more prayer than we know what to do with, but God knows what to do. So do not fear if we have not read your name. Jesus wrote your name in his heart, on his hand, in his book. Just know that he is with you guys right now.
That's right. That's right. Listen, I have one more prayer request just for the individuals. Actually, you know what? I'll save that for later. I guess we can go ahead and pray, Season.
That's all right, Mario. You do what you got to do. So Pastor Bird, I know you've been listening. You probably have some responses. Please feel free to encourage if you'd like, or just to go ahead and start praying. I'm going to leave that up to you, whatever the Spirit leads.
Let's go ahead. I'm going to pray again. Let's pray. That's why we're here.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, through the intercession of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, I pray, I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
And I ask, oh Lord, that you would instill upon your people the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You told us in your word, God, that whatever we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, you loose in heaven. That you've given us the keys to the kingdom to do this. So in Jesus' name, I pray that you would bind sickness right now, bind illness, bind fear. Lord, in your own way, bind COVID-19. Do something miraculous in the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray that you would bind it. And Lord, loose your love, loose healing, loose joy. We think about all the different prayer requests that are coming in. There are people with pre-existing conditions, be it cancer, be it diabetes. And Lord, we just need you to show up and show out right now.
Yes.
Do it in a marked way. And Lord, I'm asking you to heal the sick, not just for their sake, but heal the sick in the hospitals that are afflicted with COVID-19. Heal them, not just for their benefit, but I'm asking you to heal them for the benefit of the medical care team, the doctors, the nurses, for families, so that everyone may still be reminded there is a God, that there is a balm in Gilead, that there is still a God who sits high, but he looks low. And so, Lord, I just believe that if a woman can lunge and touch the hem of Jesus' garment and find more medicine in his garment than she could from any doctor, Lord, I know you can heal your people today. Lord, if you can spit on the ground, make mud, and put it on a blind man's eyes, and he can see, I know you can heal your people today. So, Lord, I ask you to do it. Heal physically. And then, Lord, I pray right now, even for those who are financially troubled right now. People have lost jobs. They have been furloughed. They've lost hours. Lord, be Jehovah Rapha. Be a provider. Be a healer, Jehovah Jireh. Do it, O Lord, we pray. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless your people financially, that they would be able to meet their needs. And, Lord, we'll be able to look back and say, it wasn't us, but it was nobody but Jesus, nobody but God that did it. This is the confidence we have that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, we know we have. So we ask these things, beg these mercies. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just linger a little longer and we just ask, you know, right now in my spirit, I'm thinking of those who have been, everything that this COVID is doing is putting us in our homes and the greatest attributes and our worst attributes and our worst habits are being magnified during this time. And so in the name of Jesus, I ask that you cover that individual who's struggling with pornography right now, and it's destroying their home. The individual who's struggling with alcohol or some type of drug addiction right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, they're in the house. That's all they have options and available to them in their mind. That's what the enemy would cause them to believe. But we come against it in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you would protect the individual who's susceptible to domestic violence right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help them avail themselves of resources, that though there is a mandate to stay in the home, they don't have to stay in their circumstance, that you have provided a way of escape for every temptation and every trial according to your will and your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. For the individuals who are homeschooling their children, and all of a sudden have 1, 2, 3 children in the home taking conference calls, doing work, and still trying to be a teacher, a parent, a spouse. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cover them and empower them to go a little longer, God, so that they would not only just survive, but thrive, because that's your baseline. Your baseline is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. And so we ask, Lord, we come up under the umbrella of Jesus Christ, and we know that you'll shield us and protect us. We claim this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to continue this moment with just an opportunity to pray your word. Father, it says in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world does. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Father, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that in Psalm 34, 4, it says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. Thank you for answering us, Father. Thank you for delivering us from all of our fears. Father, it says in your word, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the stronghold of our lives, Lord. Whom shall we be afraid when wickedness advances against us to devour us, Lord? Is it our enemies and our foes who will stumble and fall? Though the armies besiege us, our hearts will not be afraid. Lord, help our hearts not to be afraid. And even if they are, Lord, help us to be honest with you about it. Lord, minister to those fears, Father, so that it might strengthen our faith. Jesus, I believe in my heart of hearts, Lord, that you desire the innermost truth from the innermost parts, Lord, because that's the starting place for us, Lord. When you see that we're be able to be honest about what we're really feeling, Father, you can say that, I take that, daughter, I take that, son, and I'm okay with that. Listen, let me help you grow there. Let me heal that place. Let me change those beliefs that you have that are causing that fear and that anxiety. Let me build you up. I am the Father. I am the Lord, thy God. I love you. I will encourage you. I will build you up. I'm the restorer. Father, thank you that you will make us the restorer of streets to dwell in, Father, that we will be like a well-watered garden whose waters never fail, Heavenly Father, that we don't need to be overcome by our emotions, but instead to overcome them by holding our thoughts captive unto the obedience of Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we can focus on whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is excellent, whatsoever is of good report, Lord, that we need not be anxious for anything, but with prayer, petition, and supplications and thanksgiving, Lord, that we can make our requests known unto our God, Heavenly Father, so that you will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, these are not just words for the sake of being words. They are practical application tools that we can use. Help us to use these relevant words, Father, to transform our lives and have an effect on our community when people see us, Lord. Help them to say, how can you deal with this in the way that you do? Let us shine for you, Father. Fill us with your glory, Lord. Jesus, Mario says it all the time, but it's your word. When the Father is lifted up, you will draw all men to you, Lord. Let us not be self-satisfied in the name of Jesus, Father, but humble and meek and loving and kind. And thank you that your loving kindness draws us into repentance, Heavenly Father, Lord, a deep and true, sweet, tender repentance where we need not be ashamed, but honest and open. Father, let this scenario break us open so that we might come to you, Lord, and that you can restore us in fullness, Lord. Thank you for your redemption and your salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God, you guys. Praise God for prayer. Amen. We have about five-ish minutes left on the program. Mario, I say take it from here. You want to talk about the promise of the day?
Sure.
Let's talk about the promise.
Yeah.
While you're getting there, guys, we're still here. 877-7 Let's Pray is the text number, is the phone number for our prayer lines. Our amazing, you guys, our prayer volunteers are just, I know God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites. But I have to tell you, there is a certain amount of Christ's character in our prayer volunteers. Amen, amen, Mario.
Amen, amen. We love our prayer volunteers, and Let's Pray wouldn't be what it is without them, and that is the God-honest truth. Family, we wish we had more time, but we have a few more minutes left. The promise of the day comes from John chapter 7, verse 38, and listen to what it says. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Man, family, listen, this is a time, as Pastor Bird so eloquently said at the beginning of the program, where the people of God get to shine and stand up. The truth about it is that there is no power in and within ourselves, but our power comes from the source of power, which is Jesus Christ. And so we're not special, and we don't get to stand in the midst of this just because we might subscribe our names to a membership role at a church. But it's because of our faith in Jesus Christ that the Scripture has said rivers of life can flow through us. Somebody needs that right now. Somebody needs your faith right now to be elevated to the place that so that they can see that there is hope still in the land amidst crisis. Pastor Bird, I can feel your spirit. I know you got something to say about this scripture here. Take us home with that one.
Well, I wanted to end with, I'm with you, Mario, quickly, though.
I wanted to end with
some hope.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to, I want to take what you said, then I want to take what Season said about John 14, and then I wanted to take what Jesus said in Matthew 24, I want to give some hope tonight.
Come on.
So, can I end this way?
Let's do it.
Listen, we have nothing to fear. Understand that we're dealing with what we're dealing with, and Jesus told us we were going to deal with this. Matthew 24, Jesus told us, he made it very clear. He said, just before my coming, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilences, all in diverse places. Friends of God, people of God, community of God, this is what we've been praying for. This is what we've been teaching for. This is what we've been testifying for. Jesus is soon to come. We're praying for healing with the COVID-19, but we're also praying that we be overcomers because Jesus is coming. Let not your heart be troubled. He believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. So to everybody listening tonight, we've been praying, we've been preaching, we've been studying. We have a hope in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. Told us what's going to happen before he comes. Let's be ready. Let's prepare. And I'm going to see everybody in God's kingdom.
Amen. 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 Pastor Bird, I was watching you recently on Hope Channel, and you said, as for Carlton P. Bird, I'm going to preach the gospel.
Yes.
And it just was electrifying, not because it was you, but because the Holy Spirit just says, yes, amen. Let's preach the gospel. Let's get out there and bring hope.
Yes.
You guys, we pray that this has been an encouragement for you. We literally are trying to bring you hope at home. In the name of Jesus, we're going to keep doing this thing because the Lord is enabling us. He is strengthening our hands and your hands to do the work to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And the fact that we're here for this. This is our jam, as I've said before. This is what we do. So, Mario, would you mind praying us out? And then we're just going to say a quick bye. Guys, don't forget to join us next week, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more of Let's Pray.
Amen. Father God, we commit ourselves to you tonight. You know everything, Lord. Lord, our circumstances are not bigger than you. Your plan is perfect, and we hide ourselves in you until you come, Lord. Protect and keep us and encourage us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bird. We
Thank you
so
for having
grateful.
Me.
We'll see you next time.
God bless you.
Amen.